5,000.
Susan Brantley stands in front of a classroom of high school students and many white-haired volunteers. They regard the computers before them, then call out their stream's bromide levels so she can write them on the board. Brantley, a professor of geosciences at Penn State University Park, is also the director of the Shale Network. The project collects water quality data in areas of shale gas development.
We are bringing together non-scientists, citizen scientists who are working in watershed groups to collect data with people from the state government and university scientists who are also collecting data. And we're trying to put all the different kinds of data together in one database.
The Shale Network recently held its second annual conference at Penn State. Brantley gathered data from various groups and trained them in Hydro Desktop, a software that lets users upload and analyze water quality data. Joyce McKay, a member of the Center County, Pennsylvania Senior Environmental Corps, has the sort of information Brantley is looking for.
We've been collecting data and monitoring for 10 years in the Marcellus Shale region for 3 years. We act as kind of watchdogs for the stream.
McKay and her colleagues take water samples once a month. They measure pH conductivity and water flow on their own and send samples to a lab at Lock Haven University to test for certain compounds, strontium, bromide, barium, the same ones Brantley wants to put in the database.
Those are almost fingerprints of water that is related to these kinds of shale gas wells.
McKay's group has not noticed a chemical change in the water they've been gathering, but they did notice some impact about a year ago.
At one site, there was a degradation of our stream bed due to the truck traffic hauling water and chemicals, and our stream was actually filling up with silt.
They reported the problem to a Center County water conservation specialist who contacted the drilling company. The drillers then repaired the bridge and road. High school students are getting involved too. Two members of the newly formed Teen Shale Network visited a drilling site with a spring semester course. Rosie Sowers, a sophomore at State College Area High School, says she's at the conference to learn to use Hydro Desktop and work with the Shale Network's data.
A lot of people have sort of judgments on fracking based on like advertisements and their own experiences, so I'm looking at making more information out there for people to know.
So is Brantley. She's particularly interested in baseline data, some before drilling levels to measure against after ones. This data is sparse, and in a recent article in Science magazine, Brantley and her co-authors say why. Some companies, like the Marcellus Shale Coalition, have this baseline data, but protect it as proprietary. And Pennsylvania is one of the two states that doesn't require monitoring of private wells, so there's very little pre-drilled data about groundwater quality either.
You know, there's 6,000 wells in Pennsylvania. Those sites are not being monitored all the time, and we don't have a long time duration of data. So right now, I think it's pretty clear that we really don't have enough data.
The article calls for more consistent monitoring of water quality. Right now, a year and a half into the Shale Network's project, they're still collecting information and standardizing procedures. Jim Weaver, who works with several watershed groups in Lycoming County, says the Shale Network conference will affect the way his groups gather and analyze data.
We've learned enough here in the last 4 hours to really improve the process that we use for monitoring.
Still, Weaver says, they need to learn to ask the right questions. Brantley has one big one.
What do we need to do in order to be able to be sure that we're safeguarding the water in this particular state?
I'm Lauren Osberg, WPSU.